Vayter and Shasper and Bavbasta, Kuf Chav Test. Bring it up on Kuf Chav Test. Next part of the Mishnah, about five lines down. That is a Mishnah that said, a Machalik Nechosel, the Bun of Alpiv. Someone who goes inside and wants to split up his property according to his children, Alpiv, orally. Then Ribelechad, Miyadechad, he uses a little more this one, a little less of that one. I'm just reading the end of the Mishnah. Hishalem is a Bechor. He decides to go ahead and to equal out that of the Bechor. Devar of Kayam, and it works. V'yamamar Mishim Yerusha, but if he uses the Lashon of Yerusha, Lor Meklam means say anything, it doesn't work. Kasa Bim Tchil, Bim Tchil, Bim Tzav, Bim Tzav, Matana. But if he throws in there, whether the beginning, middle, or end, you throw in the Lashon of Matana, then it does work. Devar of Kayam, and his words are going to be Mekuyim, right? Because we know that when it comes to Yerusha, it's something that the Torah teaches what it has to do. So if you give him a Matana, so you can circumvent it. But if you're doing it as Yerusha, then sorry, you can't be Masakas of the Torah, and therefore it's going to be Batal. But if you throw the word Matana anywhere, then it's going to work. Says the Gemara, Hechidami, Matana Betchila, Hechidami Be'emsa, Hechidami Be'sof. What does that mean when it says, if you throw the word Matana, beginning, middle, or end? Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi says in Rav Yochanan, Tinas inside the plenum of Yerusha. If somebody says that this field should be given over, Lashon of Matana, in order to inherit, then you have Yerusha. So you have Matana first and Yerusha. So you have Matana B'tchila. Yerushu V'tinas in law, let's say, says he should Yerush it and then give it to him. So it says, where's Yerusha first, then Matana? Zui Matana B'sof. Yerushu V'tinas in law, Yerusha. If he says inherit, gift, inherit, then Zui Matana B'emsa. Straight up. Now, v'davka ba'adam echad b'tzadechas. This is only talking about a case where it's one person and one field, right? Using the lashon of giving, the lashon of matana, and the lashon yerusha, he's talking about one thing over here, one person and one field. It says this field should be given to this person, you know, given like matana, and he should inherit it. Ba'adam echad u'shtei sados. But if it's one person, right, and two fields, let's say Reuven should inherit this field, field A, and Reuben shall be given field B. Oh, so then in such a case, those are two split things. Sada achas v'shnei b'nei adam, or if you have one field and two people, that Reuben shall inherit half of A, and Shimon is giving half of B, then lo, then it wouldn't work. That is one opinion. Rabbi Lazar may argue, he says, afilo adam echus tei sados, even if it's one person and two fields, sada achas v'shnei b'nei adam, still it's going to work because it's considered one shtickle, right? One person, two fields. It's all connected. There's two fields. The one person, two fields connected to that one person. And if it's two people, one field, then it's connecting to them. They're all connected. So therefore, the Lashon Yerusha and Matana get grouped together and it works. We have two fields and two people. Let's say Reuven should Yorish A and Shimon should be given B. So then, lo, then it wouldn't work. The Yerusha part wouldn't work. The given part would, because it's Matana, but the Yerusha part wouldn't work. However, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, Tinas in Sada Plonis Laponis, Vyuras Plonis Sada Plonis. In the case of give the field, this field to this person, and yours this field to this person, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kana, he says, Itaka does work, right? The person who's given it as a Yerusha, it does work. Because he says that the Lord Matana is still attached to the whole process. Rabbi Lazar says, Lo Kana. No, he doesn't acquire it. It doesn't work. How many by the Rav? The boy says, Rav, hold on a second. An chatas lon chada v'askaft lon chada. Right. One of the things you made easy for us, like Noach was a big tzaddik, says Rashbam. Echem t'vrecha nocha lanu, the lo kasha lo midi begova. There's no begova, there's no issue with it whatsoever, no kasha. And the other one, you made it a little bit difficult for us. Bisham ad Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, lo kasha, it's not a kasha, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar, because they're saying the same thing. Well, they're coming out, let's say that differently, because even though it turns out that the way Rav Dimi understands it, that the Yerusha thing does work, according to Ravin, it doesn't work, we're talking about different cases. Kan ba adam echad u'shtei sados, right? If you have one person in two fields, or two people in one field. And in such a case, Rav Dimi says that it's taka going to work if you call it Yerusha, because it's one and two and one, it's all connected to each other. Kabbash Ne Bnei Adam Shnei Sados, they're not connected with one another. So it makes sense why you have different dinim. Elder Rav Yochanan, Kasher, Rav Yochanan, we have a question here. Because according to Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan is saying that giving works only the specific thing to which it's talking about. According to Ravin, Rav Yochanan says that it works even to something unrelated, like the two people, the two fields. It says, Gemara, Amarei Ninu. Rabbi Yochanan. You're right, it's a machlokas amarim according to Rabbi Yochanan, what exactly he holds. Now we get into the fourth opinion over here, right? We saw three opinions. We saw Rav Dimi, Rav Elazar, and Ravin. Now we have number four over here. And that is Reish Lakish Lokana. He says, where the Lashon of Matana and Yerusha are used when it comes to two fields and two people, he says that the one who uses Yerusha doesn't work. Actually, until the person giving it says, Ploni uploni, Yerushu sada plonis uponis. This person, that person will inherit this field. She nesatim lahem matana. So I'm giving to them as a matana, as a gift, v'yirshum, and they will inherit it. So what Rav Shalkes is saying is that there are going to be circumstances, in the case of two fields and two people, that both of them are, they're both going to work, and times when they're not going to work. Okay, that's Rav Shalkes. The three different opinions that we brought over here actually are found in a machlokes elsewhere. Amar Rav Hamnuna, lo shanu ela adam echad v'sada achas. Aval adam echad v'sada sadachus shnei adam lo. Rav Nachman Amar, afil adam echad v'sada sadachus shnei adam. Right? Either way, afil adam echad v'sada sadachus shnei b'nei adam. Aval shtei sada shnei b'nei adam lo. Rav Sheshes Amar, afil shtei sada shnei b'nei adam, even two and two. And that's going with the last opinion, that's Ravin's. Each one, we find each one of them have, they're right, so we saw Rav Hamnun is going with, according to Rav Dimi, Rav Nachman is going to Rav Elazar, and Rav Sheshes is going toward to Ravin's way of understanding it. Now, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes comes along and now he's going to back himself up, this last thing that we saw over here, that he's going according to Ravin. How do I know that a few Sheshes, maybe the Adam, that the line that went to Yerusha, you have the guy giving it over to A and he's giving it to B, he's giving field, he's giving A field A and B field B, and he's saying one of them Yerusha, one of them Matana, the one Yerusha actually works. I mean, we're looking at a Brisa. Amar Tenu Shekel Banai B'Shabbes. Let's see, somebody says, give a shekel to my son, to my boy, on the Shabbat. On the Shabbat, this is Gemara, we're talking Suvas and Tainus, and yeah. Give a shekel to my son. Lebanai b'Shabbos. Ah, okay. Says Rashbam. Kegon shchimer, a person on the deathbed. Inami bar, a healthy person. Kegon shalochem dinazam. He went to another country. Vitziva liten. He tells his, the guy who's managing his properties. Liten lehem kshir azeg. Give him every week. Give him a shekel. Shichamam nukul until all the money's gone. Shekel b'gamara is haynu chatzi sela shu shnei dinarim. Right, so he says give it every week. Ru'uyen litein sela, and it would be proper in that case to give a sela, which comes out to be two shekel. In other words, one shekel a week is not enough. They actually needed two shekel, which is a sela. Then the property manager nosin lahem sela. Right, he goes and gives them a sela. Says the Rashbam, the lo amar shekel elakadei lezunon b'tzimtzum shelo yitnu yosim echdei tzarkon. He didn't, it's lav dafkun, he said the word shekel. All he meant is like, give him what the bare necessity is. But, not that they shouldn't survive, but, that's why you use that lashon of shekel. It doesn't mean a dafka, so it could mean sela. Ve'im amar, but if you use the lashon of al titunim ela shekel, don't give them except for a shekel. Oh, very specific. Ein osalim ela shekel, they only have to give them a shekel, even though it's not enough for them. Ve'im amar, and if he says to him, imesu, if they will die, beep, turn the page. Kuf chav tesma beis. Yusha achirim techneim, let others inherit whatever is left over after them. Right, so what he did is he limited the gift to his sons by saying that when they die, the remainder of the stuff should go to another party and not to his sons, Yarshim. Right? The Lashon, he says, after they die, let other people go and Yarish it. Right? Give it to somebody else. His response says, Ploni, Ploni, V'lo b'nei banai, Gali adaite, D'nichalei, B'tzim tzim tvei. What's really messed them over? Give them very little. Kihichi de lishtir, min lishtir, Mehanu nechase lahanu acherim dafka kamer shekel for his dafka sing shekel. The main shomer tenu, main shomer al titnu. And whether he said to them give a shekel or whether he said give them only a shekel, ein nosin lahem el a shekel, then you only go ahead and give him a shekel. Right? The fact that he's going to give over the rest of his stuff to somebody else when they die, it's clear that he doesn't want to. That he wants to hold on to his stuff during their lifetime in order to give it to somebody else if it remains. Therefore, the manager can't give the sons more than the father says specifically, even if it's not going to cover what they need. Now, the ha hacha, but over here, the kishtei sadosh kishtei b'nei adam dami, right? This is similar to a case of two fields and two people. And one of them, meaning to the sons, is giving his matana. To the other people, the acher is giving him as a yerusha of a katani dekani. And it says that the random people that they're actually going to be koneh, which means that even in a case of matana, it's going to actually work. Period. Now, so the Gemara, but hold on. Now he knocks it out. Who mosiv la? He brought this. He tries to knock it out. Let's see. Who mosiv la? From mefarik la. He goes and he challenges this, and then he knocks it out in order that it's actually not going to knock out. He asked this, and he answered it. Rav Shesh is now using this as a kasha on the other man d'amrim, showing that his sheet is actually correct. But then he shows, maybe not. He even goes to support his other folks over there. Humos of Humafar Club, Beroy Liyosho. And that is where the second party is fit to be a Yorish. Right? He actually could be someone who would be Yorish. So really, the guy's a bunch of kids. He's Reuven and Shimon. He said, let my two sons, Reuven and Shimon, get a shekel each week. And when they die, let another of my sons, Levi, he should go out and he should inherit over there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Braisa is going in the world of Yochanan ben Broka, who says that one could make can give to someone who is fit to be Yorish without any sort of having to say any sort of lashon of giving, right? We saw that earlier in Daf. We're gonna see it actually, but we did see it earlier on Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Now we're going to see Rav Sheshes from another view as well. Rashi says, Tashma, it's giving a raya that 2 to 2 actually works. Nechasi l'chav, a person gives over his property to a bunch of people. And he says, my property should be given to you, right? He's talking about when he dies. Of acharecha, yours Ploni. And after you die, it should be given to Ploni. Right? It doesn't go to your yard, it goes to someone else. After that person dies, it goes to somebody else. May it's shown the first one dies, kana sheni. The second one goes and acquires. May sheni, kana shlisha, the third one. V'im may sheni b'chai rishon, but if the second one dies during the lifetime of the first, yachsu nechasim l'yarshe rishon. Because remember we said, when you die, it goes to sheni. But let's say sheni died, so then it goes back to the yarshim of the first one. V'ha hacha. But this case, the kishtei sadosh shnei b'nei adam dami, it's like the case of what? Of two fields and two people, right? And one of them to the first one is given as a gift, and the other one to the second and third is given as Yerusha for Katani. The Kanan, we see that it actually works, which is like Rav Shesha says. The chitem, if you want to say, hachanami baroi liyosho, no, this is only talking about pieces of roi liyosho, therefore sadaraya, v'chum embrokahi, yachi, that's really true, then me sheni kana shlishi. When the second person dies, the third one goes and acquires it. Right? What does that mean? Hashalach Rav Acha Barid Rav Avia, the Divri Rabbi Yochanan Broka, according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Nechasi Lachav Achach Laponi, if somebody says, my property goes to you, and after you die, it goes to Ploni, Verishon Roi Liyorsho, and the first one is Roi to inherit, what's the din? Ein Lashani Makom Rishon Klum. The second one doesn't anything in reference to the first one. When the first one dies, then it goes to his Yarshim. It doesn't go to the second one at all. Nice try. Ein Zel Lashon Matana, El Lashon Yerusha, Zel Lashon of Yerusha, Yerusha Ein Lo Hefzik. Yerusha is of a Hefzik. So the Braisa, which says that the property does go from one to another, doesn't go through the Yorshim, can't be explained. It's talking about those are roi to be yorish from them, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said. Therefore, it is a good raya and two people in two fields, and when it's talking about a Yerusha, still they're going to get because of the lashon of matana that was used earlier. To yufta the kulu to yufta. So Taka, by saying all this, comes out that the two fields, the two people, the lashon of Yerusha, is Taka going to work? And those who say it doesn't, they got knocked out. Tiyufta, they are done. Fact Gemara, Leman Nami Tavativ to Rish Lakish. Why don't we say such as Rish Lakish? We said four people. Why did we only knock out two of them? We kept the number of Sheshes. Rish Lakish said that in the case of two fields and two people, that using a lashon of matana doesn't validate that referred to as Yerusha unless he uses a particular type of wording like we saw. Right, which should be knocked out by the Braisa, which says that it's going to work even if you didn't use his type of lashon. The tisbar, does it really make sense? So Amar Rava said, Lacha is like Reish Lakish, behind the class. In these three cases, Gemara Yevamos had three cases saying the Lacha is like him, and this is one of the three cases that he's talking about. This is more low kasha. Khan here in the Brisa, which says that using a lashon of Yerusha is going to work with one, it's going to work with something not related. B'tok de dibor, it's talking about where you said it within the, you know, tok de dibor. Khan, but the case of Reish Lakish, which says that a lashon of Matana is not going to work for Yerusha. Right, then Achik de Dibor, that's talking about Achik de Dibor. So really, they hold the same thing. The halacha is kol tok de Dibor ke Dibor dami. Anything of the Dibor is considered like Dibor labar, except for right, someone says something and then they took the Dibor, they changed their mind within the lashon of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. They have they stopped Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, and they didn't say anything after that. But what happens if a person does do that? Then we say kol tok de Dibor ke Dibor dami. Lebar mevodas, except for a few exceptions, avodas kochavim, beep, turn the page kuvlamit vikidushin and kidushin. What does that mean? Except for avodas kochavim kidushin. Well, my friends, I'm glad you asked. Says the Rashbam, she'im hitfis o hiksa davar lavodas kochavim. Someone says this is going to be for avodas zara. We're talking the dibor, and then we're talking the dibor. Chazav goes back and afilu hachi nasser becomes aser. Mishum chumra davodas kochavim because how intense kochavim because they're meaning nami avodas kochavim. Shekets to shaktsenu, shekets to shaktsenu. With afagav the asim redina latera aser. Even things that, in generally speaking, we would say there would be mutter when it comes to avodah zarah were a lot more intense. You should utterly loathe it. Beep. Then we said what v'kiddushin and marriage. That is, if a person goes and he says the Rashbam, shem kiddush isha b'fnei edim. He marries one in front of edim. V'chazal v'amr b'tochi dibor lahav matana. No, I don't want it for marriage. I want it for matana. Below La Havri Kush Nav Kedushin in Shomon Lomon. Listen, Umikudeshes it works. Mikudeshes ve'enim Mikudeshes. V'chomer Darabanan it's Chomer Darabanan. Mishum Laz Mamzeres. We don't want that to be like this. Rumors of Mamzerim. Emtinas Elachem. Below get married someone else that they get. Really, Taka, it does work. But the Rabbi said Midarabanan, you know, that people don't, you know, cause the issues with. This woman's going to go to someone else, marry someone else. Even though she could look at Chila, she could be able to do that. If she does that, then people will go, because I'm Zerim. So therefore, we don't allow it to happen. They're considered like they are married. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.